Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. That's Jerry with a G. I'm Jim with a J. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Anna Murray's here. Anna's becoming a great member of our Brain Trust, founder of eMedia, author of several books, including The Complete Software Project Manager. She's an award-winning manager and thought leader. Anna, thanks again for being here. You brought with you the Capital One information on women in tech. And it focused on two areas, if I hope I'm saying this correctly. One is women who entered tech and stayed in tech and how they responded to you about that experience. And then the other group were women who entered tech and left after a few years and what their experience was. How did I do?
You did good. You did super good. I think that the Capital One survey, which was interesting, in the big headline about it is in the Women in Technology survey by Capital One, is they were looking at the women who, in particular, the differentiating point is women who stayed in technology, because we have had the second piece of it that you were talking about. We do have information around the reasons why women leave technology or the quality surrounding those women. And in this new survey, they were looking at, okay, fine, there's only 24% of women in technology fields, less in leadership. Let's take a look at the women who stayed. What do we know about them? So maybe we can, get more of that.
Right.
So that's what's interesting about this survey.
What did they tell you was the reason that they stayed? Because according to what you've said and what other people said, the environment, the industry, the circumstances, in some ways, many people think there's a lot of cultural, societal issues. A lot of those things seem to be little barriers, tripwires, headwinds, whatever, for women to flourish in tech. What do you think?
Well, what's interesting is, and I'm a real advocate for women in technology, because for me, my little trip through life, it's been a great career.
Well, you are one.
I am, yeah. It has been.
You're an example of someone who's in tech and stayed in, a woman who stayed in tech.
Who stayed. And so the reasons that this survey gives really resonate with me. I mean, they're saying that the women who stay in tech have a sort of a joy in excellence. You know, they're confident in their ability to solve problems. And let me tell you, what better way to use your day than to apply your brain power and your excellent skill set to solving real problems? That's really great. And then women said they really love the work. So the women who are in technology are not sort of, I don't know, you know, working in the mines, chipping away at a job that they find, you know, marginally acceptable. They really like the work.
And purpose.
So
the work purpose, and the purpose, yes. Right? That was important to them.
Yes, that the work, like 93% of the women surveyed said they had a sense of purpose in what they were doing. Which also kind of
you think that those women, that there's some of those women who just got lucky. Look, I have had misadventures at a job before. In other words, I look back on people who were my peers and who just started with one company and went straight to the top with that company. And I look back on, I started with a company that could have been just as, it could have been as good as what they did, but it turned out to be a misadventure. After 5 years I left, and I'm not, you know, somebody could say, well, it was your fault, but I don't think it necessarily was. Could it be that those women who made it, they just, I'm not going to say lucky, but they were fortunate to find a path that worked for them.
I think that probably has a lot to do with it. I also think that the survey shows that perseverance is one of the key factors, which is one of the things that I think is so interesting about this whole topic, which is if you love what you do and you're really dedicated to what you do, probably are going to, you know, live through those tough times, and there are more than enough stories, even recently in technology, about some of the tough things that a woman will deal with.
Right.
She's like, for example, the only woman on a team or the only woman on a floor. You know, I think the women, as we're looking at the other side of the coin, I think the women who leave are you could say that they have less perseverance, but you might also say they have other choices.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm super smart. As I was saying before, I got 5 across the board on all my APs, and now I'm, you know, I really have a very desirable skill set. If I'm dealing with a lot of nonsense, do I want to deal with the nonsense?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that talented women, especially talented women in technology, talented women and men in technology, have choices. And to the extent that people see diverse teams as a benefit to the business, that means talented women may have even more opportunities.
But see, you're adding a new layer of understanding of this whole dynamic of women in tech. There was a time when women would leave tech without choices. They'd leave, they would run off. They felt intimidated. They didn't feel welcome. They didn't feel mentored or whatever. But you're saying today, yes, women, there are not as many barriers for women to join tech, but there are also more opportunity for them to leave tech, or at least to sort of transition to stratify their future in other opportunities, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes. Leave for an adjacent field. I was just talking to a woman I was
on. Hold on to that thought.
Yesterday.
And I've got to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to continue this conversation. This is fascinating. Groundbreaking perspectives on women in tech now and in the future. Right back with Anna Murray after the break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.